Hi there, and welcome to Balcony's Travel Podcast. My name's Hal Phillips. I'm a partner with Mandarin Media. I'll be your host this afternoon. Our guest today is Mark Siegel. He is Managing Director of Gulf Asian Company Limited, a Bangkok-based tour operator, inbound tour operator, serving traveling golfers all over Southeast Asia. We're going to be talking about golf and travel today with Mark, but with a particular twist. I think Asia has really made a mark worldwide with its development of tournament-caliber players. Asia is currently the only part of the world where they're actually building golf courses at any kind of rate. But we're beginning to see a shift in tournament play. We're beginning to see major tournaments being held in Asia more often for more money and attracting the world's best players. And that's where we really started our discussion with Mark. Enjoy. How many golfers do you have in country right now?
We have about 200 scattered throughout Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Cambodia. We have about 60 of them in Vietnam this month. So that's a pretty big amount, pretty big share of our business.
How many of those are in Da Nang, and how many of those are doing the whole country? What's the breakdown?
All of them go to Da Nang, and about half of them are the whole country. The whole country, we're just really selling Da Nang, Hanoi, and Saigon.
Why don't you tell us briefly about Gulf Asian? And we know that you're the managing director and that you're an inbound tour operator. But what areas do you serve and how long have you been doing it?
Well, we've been in business around 14 years now. We cover all of the major Southeast Asian golf destinations. Main destination is Thailand. It's been the case for the whole time we've been in business and continues to be the case. Vietnam is the next fastest growing area, and then after that is Malaysia and Cambodia.
One of the things that we want to talk to you about is that, you know, I think we've all seen the strides that Asian golf has made on the world stage, you know, in terms of player development and course development. But this year, it really seems like there's been a shift toward Asia when it comes to tournament golf as well.
A lot of the major tours are finding the large growth in the game of golf in Asia. Not only draws really good crowds to all the events, but also good sponsorship, corporate backing, and some of the world's best players are now coming from Asia. So it's not far for them to travel to play in their birth countries.
No, and I guess we can point out a couple particulars here. The US PGA Tour held its first sanctioned event at the Mines in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in October. That was followed by, I think the next week, the HSBC World Golf Championship in Shanghai. Well, HSBC, that's a pretty good corporate backer right there. And what was the one at the Mines? Wasn't it CIMB?
Another big investment bank. And we're seeing a lot of the banks, obviously their clients' wealth coming from Asia. And now they're using golf as a way to promote their own businesses and get their clients some nice benefits to attend, participate in a lot of the golf championships here.
Particularly the U.S. Tour and the European Tour, their seasons are now over. And they wind down even earlier than they used to, at least they do in the United States. And it used to be what we called the silly season here in North America. But there in Bangkok, the biggest tournaments of the year are being held, and they're drawing the best players from both tours.
Yeah, it works out really good because the weather here is ideal for golf from around November to March. So as the big tournaments wind down in Western Europe and the U.S., it's a perfect time for those players who want to get in some off-season events to play in the Asian Tour sponsored events. So that we have, for example, just next week, we have a large event at Black Mountain Golf Course in Hua Hin. Then 3 weeks later, there's the Royal Trophy that will also be held at the same golf course. That's, again, the best golfers from Asia against the best golfers from Europe. Then we see the LPGA coming in, their season opening event. In Pattaya again. That's going to be the fourth year in a row. And we have also several other Asian Tour events scheduled throughout the region early in the year. So it's a good time for the golfers to brush up and keep their games in good form, as well as enjoy themselves, get a lot of opportunities to win some money, see some new markets, and develop their own game.
That's really it, isn't it? I mean, the crowds have always come out for these events, whether they be exhibitions like the skin game that that Tiger participated in November, and that was a a great event with, I guess, Camilo Villegas, Paul Casey, Thailand's Tongchai Jaidi, and Tiger, and the great crowds there at Amara Springs. But now the difference is now that they're actually putting up, you know, the money, and that's all it takes to get these best players, it would seem.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the players follow the money. That's where the earnings come from, and these tours in Asia continue to get better funding, and some of the events, China and Malaysia, have funding that's equal to any of the events in the U.S. or Europe. So we see a lot of the players having significant interest to boost their earnings and participate with the other world's great players in some of the best golf destinations in the world.
Let's talk about some of those crowds, though. Were you at the Skins game this year or the Royal Trophy 2 years ago?
Yeah, I was at both the events. The Skins game was and the Royal Trophy both hold at the same course here in Bangkok at the Amara Spring Country Club. And the crowds numbering about 10,000 for both events. So both events having a very small field, only 16 golfers for the Royal Trophy and four for the Skins game. You know, it's basically a packed house, so these people following around the three or four groups on the whole course.
I read that the amount of people who showed up for Tiger's Skins game was more like 25,000.
Yeah, possible throughout the day. There are a lot of people there, that's for sure.
You turn on a U.S. Tour event right now, and unless it's a major, there's hardly anybody there. You just don't see that in Asia. They really support these events.
Yeah, I mean, golf is still a new sport, gaining in popularity. More and more people are taking to the game each year, so the interest is there. And, you know, it's maybe like the United States was 20 years ago, where the game was still popular, growing.
Well, they obviously love their golf in Thailand. They really have their own golfing culture there. They have their own professional stars. Jaidi has really made strides. They support these big-time events. But I guess all Asians are used to traveling to Thailand for golf vacations. It's the top golf destination in Asia and has been for years, but this tournament angle is just another aspect of the draw there. People traveling in support of these tournaments and playing some of their vacation golf at the same time?
Yeah, you know, it's a big thrill to be able to play at a golf course that's will held or has recently held a major event. The course is set up for the pros, and the amateurs who come on holiday can get a chance to really see what it's like that the playing conditions that the pros really play at. On top of that, the courses themselves, instead of being private country clubs that are, you know, off limits to anything but members and their guests, most of the courses are semi-private, so visitors are welcome, and it gives another opportunity, another reason to come over and golf in this part of the world. Access to the best courses under tournament conditions are hard to find in most places in the world, and not to mention the good weather, the reasonable prices, good availability, accessibility, other non-golf activities. It makes it a great destination for golf that not many places in the world can say they have all those things together.
We should say that both of these events that we've discussed, the Royal Trophy and the Asian Tour Stop, the Black Mountain Masters, are held at Black Mountain Golf Club. And another we've talked about, the LPGA PTT Honda event, the season opener, is at Siam Country Club in Pattaya. All of these facilities are part of a consortium called Golf in the Kingdom, the Thai Golf Experience, of which Golf Asian is also a part. Maybe you can tell us a little about that.
We got together with 10 of the golf courses in this country, about 10 of the resorts, and all focus our energies and efforts to promote generally the game of golf in Thailand and Thailand as a golfing destination. And it's turned out quite successful. Not only did the courses see increase in their demand, but they've also won a lot of awards, been selected for venues for professional events, and continue to see more and more golfers playing on their, you know, their greens and fairways. So,
is there a parallel between, you know, tour pros coming to Asia more often, as we've talked about, and European and American golf holidaymakers coming more often to Asia? Do you think they're connected?
Yeah, there's many factors why more and more people are coming over as golf tourists, but certainly one of them is the they see on TV, you know, week after week, the professionals playing in these courses. They want to follow in their footsteps. I mean, who doesn't? If you're an avid golfer, what better way to continue to interest in the game than to play courses, locations that pros are at? So they go hand in hand. The more visibility you see from the professional level, the more it generates interest with the amateur level.
I feel like there's been a real sort of watershed with regard to the top American players coming to Asia for the CIMB event, for the Shanghai World Championship. All the best American Tour money winners were there. But I think that the Europeans have been coming to this region more often. And you were just in Spain for the International Golf Travel Mart. What's the European attitude toward Thailand? Do they see it as...
There's a mix. There are some people in Europe that are very well aware of the golfing opportunities in this part of the world, in particular Thailand. They come year after year after year. They have second homes here in some cases. Some cases they just come back and stay at the same resorts, play the same courses over and over, and they still feel that it's like a second home for them. This interesting thing is in Europe, particularly in November, December, January, it gets pretty cold and the weather's not very consistent. So for golfers who really want to count on a good weather during the holiday, they have to go somewhere south, and Thailand turns out to be a very good place for them. But on the other hand, there are a lot of Europeans that still think Thailand is far away, hard to get to, a little bit exotic for them. So it's similar to the people in the United States. There's still a lot of work we need to do to get the message out that, yes, it's far, but no, it's not so much different than anywhere else, other than the quality is better, the costs are lower, availability is better, and the whole experience is something that you really can't compare. Like I said, I was golfing in Spain a few weeks ago. Yes, they're good courses, no question about it. You can play professional events there too, but the experience is not the same. You pay your green fees, go out on the course, no one sees you, no one helps you, no one talks to you. After you finish 18 holes, you go home, that's it. In Thailand, the golf is an experience. You get to the course, someone greets you, someone helps you with your club, someone gets you a caddy, checks you in, attends to you at the first tee, helps you with range balls, gives you a little description about the course, locker rooms. And from the beginning to the end, you're basically a client of the golf course, and they treat you like the client should be treated, with a lot of respect and service level, and just a tremendous experience. You're there for the better part of 5-6 hours enjoying yourself, not just hitting golf balls.
One of the best things about golfing in Asia generally, and in Thailand specifically, is that when you're finished, you feel really welcome to stay and hang out in the clubhouse for as long as you like and have lunch and drink in the bar. I mean, you're
treated like a VIP. You know, like you're the person that's, paying for the round, and you can enjoy yourself in the clubhouse, the facilities, the range, the sauna, the steam. The clubhouse usually has excellent restaurants. The food is not expensive. There's a good variety. A lot of them look out over the golf course. It's nice to reflect on your round, have a beer, talk with friends. So there's a lot to do. It's not just play and run, which is very different than the golfing in the U.S. or Europe, for example.
Well, great, Mark. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, Hal, thanks. I enjoyed the interview.